Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Brother D, Big Red, and the menu.
I know
I just totally wrong with that. Almost choking myself out here. Hate when you drink something and it go down the wrong way. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
do I have to call 911?
Nah, they ain't coming for me. They're going to wait till I die first.
911. Dead joke, maybe something.
Basically. What up, everybody? Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, wherever, all across the land. Once again, it's another episode of The Menu. Got Brother B and Big Red in the house.
Yes.
Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395 is the guest calling number. How you doing, Red? What's going on?
I'm all right, maintaining, you know. Like I said, just wondering when the alien induction is coming, because I got some volunteers, some people I want to volunteer for them to take that with them.
Oh, go to Mars? Mission to Mars?
Huh?
The mission to Mars?
I don't care where they take them. They go to Mars, they go to Saturn, I don't care, Uranus, what the fuck, I don't care where they take them.
But wait, the cat too? The cat got to go too?
Oh, yeah. Everybody got to go. You know what? Forget it. Maybe I'll go and leave everybody else here.
They're going to follow you.
That's how. So. I know. Yep.
They're going to follow you.
Yep. Soon as the food and the drink run out, they're going to follow. Oh, wait,
They may not get anyplace else, but trust me, they're going to get a rocket ship and they're going to find you.
They're going to build it themselves.
Hell yeah.
Unbelievable.
Build it, they will come. Hold down.
Yes, they will.
So,
what's going on with you?
Not much, man. Listen, I'm rolling with the rush, man. I've been coming to the realization, but you know what? These humans, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like people, sometimes it's scary to go outside because people are just not using their gray matter as they should.
Oh, Lord.
And it's really scary. I mean, it's interesting how some people think that they're so smart, but sometimes you could be so smart, you could be just that stupid because you're not paying attention to the things around you. You're not educating yourself to much anything. You're just focused on what you have to do, how you need to do it, and nothing else matters. It's either
your way
or the highway, and it doesn't usually work like that. So.
I feel people are just existing now. Like, they don't even, like, it's like, what is your purpose on this earth? Like, do you have a purpose of being here? Or you just, like, you were just born and they just left you here and said, you know, fend for yourself? Because that's how I feel a lot of people are, what's going on with a lot of people in this world. It's like, you were just born and they just left you there and just let you be raised by the paint. I don't know, but the paint on the wall.
Well,
I don't know.
You know what I think it is? I think people do not understand that question. They don't understand what is your purpose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people are so detached from, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be, like, over-religious or big, but it is, like, to me, religion is, in the Bible, it's like an instruction manual. You know, things you should do, things you should do, and, you know, it's about enlightenment and philosophy and stuff like that, but my thing is this. A lot of people claim that they believe in God, and I love it because I look at you like the biggest hypocrite in the world when you turn around and you do things that are very ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you turn around and say you love God, but then you're hating people. You turn around and say, I believe in God, but yet you're out there killing people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really?
Right.
Like, do you think I'm stupid? Like, well, maybe you're
right.
Just stupid. I don't know what's going on, but.
But they believe in whatever it is, that's what they believe. They believe, oh, I'm doing it in the name of whatever. You know, I'm doing it in the name of that. So, unfortunately, that's what we got going on around here now.
True. So, let's get into our topic for the night.
Yes.
From ex to friend, are friendships possible after a breakup? Would you like to start?
You want me to start? You want me to start?
Yeah, you set it off. Set it off. Let it roll. Get bold.
Okay.
Get bold. Back. Bold. All
right, Big Daddy K.
Hey,
Ray. okay, I say you're so stupid. I can't even start because you're so silly. I'll say this. It depends on it depends on the type of relationship you had prior to the breakup. If you guys were friends while you were in the relationship, if you guys were able to communicate while you were in a relationship, if you didn't break up on bad terms, because you know there's the, you know, the real nasty breakups where people are petty on both sides, man and woman, and then there's the something of just the mutual, just like, all right, you know, listen, this ain't working out, let's, you know, then you got, and especially when there's children involved, that makes it kind of difficult also, but then it's also the one where, okay, one person may say, well, listen, I can't do this, but the other person is just not, like, they don't get it. And then they'll be in agreement and say, okay, I understand where you're coming from, but then they're still trying to push certain things on you in terms of a relationship. And it's like, I don't want to be bothered. Why do you keep pushing? And I don't want to be bothered.
Sure.
So I say it all depends, but me personally, and like I said, I speak upon myself. I've had maybe, okay, it's maybe, I'll say maybe two guys in my life that I've had relationships with and I'm able to have a friendship with them. Anybody else is just like, I don't want to be bothered. So I don't engage in anything, you know, any further than that. So, you know, it's like I said, it all depends.
True. I mean, my thing is this. Me and someone that was having this conversation earlier in the week, I think last week or something. Relationships. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people focus more on the relationship part than the actual friendship part. I don't want a relationship without a friendship. Because, see, anybody can have a relationship. You can have a working relationship with somebody, but it doesn't mean that you're friends. It doesn't mean that you're, you know what I'm saying? So some people don't really get the definitions correct when it comes to certain words or the terms, and some people don't even bother to understand them. But relationship is one thing, but the friendship is another. Now, I stress, like, we have to be friends, excuse me, in order for us to be in a relationship or anything else or go further.
Right.
Like, I stress the friendship. Because you can have a beautiful relationship. You can have a relationship with somebody, but they don't have to. You guys may not be friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain expectations you put on a significant other than you would on a friendship. Because, see, on a friendship.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Let me ask you. Define. Because then I can get a better understanding. I mean, I understand it, but I need to, maybe some people may not have a clarification, and I myself may need a little more clarification. Like, define what are the terms and conditions of a friendship when you're in a relationship and when you're broken up. Like, let's do in the relationship. Like, in the relationship, what is considered, like what's the terms of the friendship?
All right, so this is what I, and I'm actually, you know, looking it up. All right, friendship is a relationship of mutual affection between people. Friendship is strong, okay, is a stronger form of an interpersonal bond than an association.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So with that being said, now you, and what was your question to me? Because that was,
okay,
the
like,
definition from Wikipedia.
Okay,
but
so like the
you,
like what do you consider like the friendship in when you're in the relationship with the person? Like, all right, we already know that you and this person, like you'll be like, you know, you'll be sexually involved. Okay, you may do relationship things in terms of, okay, you know, like birthday presents, Christmas presents, going out, stuff like that. Would that be part of the friendship in the relationship? And then when you break up with the person, what part of that stops? Like, what part of that stops, but then you can still be friends with that person?
All right. Well, see, this is the thing. If you're in a relationship with someone, and there's different levels. There's the intimacy aspect, there's the friendship aspect. Those are like really the two main aspects right there. You take the intimacy out of it, well, the physical intimacy, I should say, the physical aspect of it, the physical intimacy out of it when the breakup happens and you guys are just friends. From that point on, it's just the friendship, the communication. You know, there's still an intimacy there because you've been that personal place already. So you talk and you communicate intimately, you know, thoughts to one another. But it doesn't have to mean or translate over into sexual intimacy. See, some people hear the word intimacy and the first thing they think like, oh my gosh, it's sexual. No, it's not always sexual.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a deeper form of, you know what I'm saying, communication. And
but I think that's where go ahead.
No, yeah. Well,
no, all right.
And with that, like I said, that's the thing that's removed when the breakup happens, the physical aspect of it, the sexual aspect of
now,
it. You know.
Right. But see, I think that's what in terms of, okay, the question that's posed, like, can you be friends with your ex or whatever, I think either side, either man or woman, I think that's where it gets kind of complicated because, see, maybe one side wants to be friends or say, well, listen, we can be friends, but then the other party, which whether it's man or woman, they are still looking for that intimacy, which is sexual. I'm talking about the sexual intimacy. They're still looking for that. They're feeling because, oh, we're friends, or because you said we're friends, we can still do that. But it's like, no, we can't, because if we're friends, friends don't have sexual relationships with each other. We just are friends. We just can go out. But see, it gets tricky because then you take that out of the equation, the sex out of the equation, and then you're doing everything else with this person. But then, I don't know, I guess in their head, they still feel that, okay, well, I'm still going out with you. We're still going to the movies. We're still doing things together. Oh, you still come to my house. I still come to yours. You know, are we in a relationship or are we not in a relationship? We can't be just friends. But then when you add the sex to it, that makes it even more complicated because then somebody's going to get jealous. Either man, you know, either party is going to get jealous. There's going to be insecurities. There's going, you understand what I'm saying?
No, that's the problem with some people or a lot of people. Like, you have to kind of know your role. You have to stay in your lane. Like, anything is possible. But we put a limit on things and make things impossible for ourselves. Like, we can be friends after. Like I'm friends with my exes. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why I say is ex, and say to use the terminology ex, because, you know, I'm just using it. But the only thing that's changed it's just the kissing and the sex has stopped.
Right.
That's it. And we just kick it on the phone, or we may hang out or something like that. That's that. I mean, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you know what I'm saying, your significant other or whatever, you're with them on a day-to-day basis. There's plans that you're making together or things that you're
mm-hmm.
doing together. But with a friendship,
mm-hmm.
you don't conduct a regular friendship as you would that, you know, relationship with someone. There's still the bond, but it's just certain things that just do not exist anymore. A lot of us turn
right.
around, and like you said, they'll turn around like, oh, they still want the sex, but all right, listen.
But
either you respect where it's at, or we can't be friends.
Right. And
you know what I'm saying?
You know
that's
what
the whole thing.
And you know what? And see now, what you saying now? See now, this is what I'm saying. Is good that I'm, you know, I'm female and you're male. See, I think. Men see it different with females than females seeing it with men. It's like, yes, I can be, like, me, I can be friends with a man and it don't have to be, you know, sexual.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the difference is with
yeah.
the man, now with me, with men, it's like, oh, yeah, you can be friends with me, but you know what, I still want some type of sexual pleasure, like, you know, whether it's oral or just plain, you know, or whether it's, you know, whatever. They still want something sexual out of me. And it's like, dog, all I want to be is friends with you. Why, like, why does that have to even come into play? So that's what I'm saying.
Well,
with you saying that, see, it's different. I think it's different with men because men can, you know, it's a different side with men. And with women, it's different. It's like, you know, yeah, I could get something out of, like, even though we're, so, quote unquote, friend, but I know she'll give me some type of something out of that.
Well, the thing is this. But before I go into that, once again, yo, y'all rocking with the menu. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. Brother B, Big Red. Our topic of tonight is from ex to friend. Are friendships possible after a breakup? Listen, everybody has needs. You and I both.
Right.
We can't just put it on the men, just like we just can't put it on the women.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people at times that are going to want a little more of what they have.
Right.
Some may entertain and say, sure, we can do X, Y, and Z. That's at their discretion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some people can be adults about it and keep it moving. But then fine. Be a dog about it and keep it moving. But my issue, the whole thing is, what really boils down to is, like, can people really maintain, you know, like, mental function when it comes down to situations like that? Like I said, you can't
so.
Take it.
Not all
yeah,
the time.
You can't take it too far. You can't take it too far. You just cannot take it too far. That's
right.
That's the main thing that I'm saying. You cannot take it too far because when you start to do that, then it messes up the friendship. Like I said,
right?
A friendship is the foundation of a lot of things, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between two
mm-hmm.
people. When you guys are friends, but like I said, you have certain expectations you don't put on a friendship that you put in a relationship.
Right.
That's
right.
Why it seems
like
it's easier to be friends.
Right, but then, what if that person, like I said, if that person doesn't know their boundary or they don't know, you know, the boundaries of that, then that's what, yeah, but then when you check them, then it's like, but you got me doing this. And like I said, men are good for that. Oh, well, you got me cleaning. Look, you got me cleaning your gutters or I washed the dishes or I watched your kids while you went out. I watched your kids while you went out and got your hair. You know, it's like these ain't even my damn kids. And you.
Well, once again, what were you expecting? See, that's my attitude. What were you expecting? Like, you know,
but you know, what was the guy expecting or what was the woman expecting?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the guy, like, dude, like, yo, real talk, come on, man. Cats need to grow up. you shouldn't be expecting, if you guys officially are, like, broken up, you should not be expecting to hit that when it's all said and done. Sometimes, yeah, you should not, but that's the thing. You should not be expecting to go back in that direction when it's a wrap. If you guys agree that you're broken up and it's official and all this and that, you should not be expecting to be able to hit that again. You should
but
not.
But see, that's the point.
That's
where the trouble starts. Right, exactly. And that's my whole point of what, that's my whole point of asking or even trying to, you know, get a bigger understanding of friendship and, you know, in that aspect, because that's the thing. It's like, okay, once again, we're broken up. If, like I said, if you don't want to do something, nobody's.
Hello? Hello? Oh, looks like we're having technical difficulties. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay. Here we go. We're
what?
Back.
What?
Oh, you're
what
back. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. You just started sounding like Charlie Brown's teacher in the background. That's it.
Oh.
Didn't hear nothing.
And I don't want to be talking.
Yeah, that's why all I heard was some whatever in the background.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, sorry about that, everyone. Had some technical difficulties, but, yeah, Minnie's back. Okay, back to our topic. From ex to friend. I'm just going to put it like this.
Mm-hmm.
If me and you split, but yet, to see what would make it a thing, now, look, even if we don't have kids in common, what makes it a thing for us to have friends later on, like I said, it depends on how the relationship was. If we had a friendship going on while we were in a relationship, I don't see no reason to end the friendship after the breakup. Now, like you said earlier, it depends on how the breakup went down. Because some of these breakups,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it, you know, people are like, oh, I hate you, I had this, that, and I hope you fall off a building. Yeah, I get that. But, you know, I've never had that type of situation go on. Well, except for
mm-hmm.
my baby mom, but that's story, but anyway, I don't see no reason why we can't be friends after that. That's if you choose to be friends, then cool. Otherwise, I don't really see a problem.
Well, as I forgot what I was saying. I was saying a whole bunch, and then I couldn't hear nothing after a while. But no, what I was saying was in terms of okay, like I said, if. When it's on the other side, dudes get mad because it's like, oh, I did this for you, I did that for you. Why can't this go on, or why can't that go? Why we can't do this? Or why? But it's like I was saying that women, some women put themselves in that position also because they figure, oh, he's my ex, he still want to be with me, but I'm just friends with him, so I'll get him to do X, Y, and Z for me. But then when he comes at you with the with the, you know, when he comes at you with all of that rigmarole, then you want to be like, oh, well, we're just friends, and, oh, I really don't want to be with you. But, yeah, but you asking him to do things like you and him are in a relationship. And I was saying that I'm the type of person, if I don't that's with you, I'm not asking you to do anything for me. I don't want you to do nothing for me.
Okay.
You can
all
sit
right,
there,
right,
and,
so
you know, you can cry and plead and get on your knees. Oh, can I give you a ride? No, I'll walk. My feet may be
okay,
hurting,
okay.
But you know what? I'll walk. Not a problem.
Okay. All right. Check this out. Now, both on with scenarios like that, both people are wrong. Because first of all, just because you guys were in a relationship, there's certain things you really can't just like. Once again, you can't expect anymore. Like either you're going to do it as a friend, or you're just not going to do it at all. See, that's another thing. It all depends on how you interpret it. Because
right,
say,
that's what
you know
I'm saying.
Let's say my ex was like, yo, could you do me a favor? Because, you know what I'm saying, could you watch my kid for me? This is that and the third and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, if we were in a relationship, now it's not my kid, but if we were in a relationship for some time and then we split and me and the kid was cool, I'm not going to stop being around the kid just because we're not in a relationship. But at the same time, I wanted you to be a responsible individual and let the kid know, like, yo, this is what it is, this is what the deal is, but, you know, you guys can still be cool. Like, mommy or daddy may be moving on to someone else or other things, but, you know, I just want to let you know, if you still want to keep that relationship going, then, you know, that's on you. Because what we do
but see, that's the difference when
like,
it's
really stupid. It's like real quick. Well, that's real stupid. Like, all right, you got two people who are in a relationship for like, 5-6 years, and there's a kid around that's not theirs, and there's a time invested in that. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
That kid grew up to know this person, and all of a sudden, okay, because you guys split, you're just supposed to just like, you know, you can't be in a kid's life anymore. That's not right.
Right. I understand that, but like I said, once again. Huh?
Go ahead. I said, what are you
showing
the kids?
No, I said, right, you're right. And once again, you are absolutely right with that. And that's why, you know, women, that's why I said women need to be mindful. Like, I think, too, that women more need to be mindful of that because, once again, you know, men can come and go. You know, men are come and go. Women are more, you know, like I said, we're the ones stuck with the children. You know, we're not stuck, but, you know, we're the ones that have the children. And the children live with us most of the time. So when you get into a relationship with somebody, just like you said, you're right. The relationship shouldn't change. But once again, it all depends on how close they are or how much interaction they have with the child. Because like I said, you have people that are in relationships with somebody and they don't really interact with the children that much.
True.
You understand what I'm saying? They don't interact too much with the kids. So, you know, once they break up with the person, it's just like, oh, I don't have to really be bothered with her kids or whatever. But then, like I said, the mistake is made with women. Some women, they'll sit up there and get this guy to watch their children because the father don't want to do it or the father can't do it or the father's not around or whatever the case is, and they'll be like, oh, well, I'll get so-and-so to watch my child. And this dude probably don't even want to really – he probably didn't really want to be bothered with the child from when y'all was in the relationship. So now you're going to ask this dude to come and watch your kid? Like –
well, see, yeah,
like,
well,
no,
you
know,
certain things.
Like
if he wasn't interested before, what makes you think he's going to be interested now?
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If he wasn't doing it before, then don't expect him to do it now. But once again,
absolutely.
But a woman or a man can always throw it out there. Oh, but I thought we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
See, whole thing is you can't turn around and all of a sudden be like, yeah, we friends, but. Well, then if we friends, it shouldn't be an issue of you watching such and such, or it shouldn't really be an issue for you doing this or you doing that as a favor to me
right.
Because we're friends.
What, just because you ain't going to get no ass or you're not going to get any penis, like, everything changes? Like, come on now. Like, once again, people have to grow up.
Well, they don't want
and
to.
And people also have
that's
to
the
take
problem.
Accountability. And my thing is, dude, if you can't be grown about things, then go sit in the corner. If you can't take accountability for things that you do or don't do, you know what I'm saying, go sit in the corner. Because, like I said, me and you splitting, and like I said, we split on good terms, and we decided to be like, you know, well, we can still be friends or whatever. Listen, if you need me, I got your back. But
right.
then there's the other issue, is the issue of when a new person comes along, and all of a sudden they feel threatened, or they feel like, oh, well, you know, you used to be with this person. Why do you still communicate with this person? Why do you do this? Why do you do that? Now, my thing is this. To each his own. But grow up. Because I love it. And I you know what I'm saying? I love when people try to say, oh, that's mine right there. Or he, oh, that's mine right there. Yo, let me tell you something. It ain't yours. Y'all can talk that good crap during sex. Oh, it's yours, baby. Oh, yeah, it's yours. It ain't yours.
Exactly.
It ain't yours.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. So don't sit there and try to con each other. Because when somebody ready to make a move, whether you know it or not, or whether you like it or not, a move is going to get made. So it ain't yours. It belongs to the person
right.
who's wearing it. It ain't yours. I can loan you the shirt, but I still got the receipt, man. So it is what it is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So once again, it's like, yo, discretion, interpretation, you know, accountability is certain things you really got to think about when you going in that direction of Splitsville to being a friend.
Right, but
and then moving on and you get somebody else.
But unfortunately, you have a lot, like I said, there's a lot of immaturity going around. With both men and women. I ain't going to just say it's the men. It's the women also, because the women are on the other side. And then, once again, they get jealous, you know, over, just like you said, if me and you are friends and say that, this dude has, you know, he's going to have female friends or he's going to move on or whatever, why are you getting jealous? Either you broke it up or you said, okay, well, I'm fine with us being broken up. What you getting mad for?
But see,
cause you start doing all kind of petty shit.
Well, because then you got people who think like, oh, well, you got all these male friends, you must be sleeping with them. Oh, you got all these female friends, you must be sleeping with them. No. Like, is that part of the friendship where you think that low of me? Like, you just out to sleep with anybody? Or I'm just sleeping
with
anybody?
Right, I'm just out
like,
there.
Come on, let's get I'm just out there like that. Like, come on, like, get real here. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of
But
like
you know what? But so unfortunately, and like I said, but unfortunately, I'm going to tell you like this. And like I said, because I'm on the female side of it, this is how men think that way. They think that every dude that's a friend of yours, you're sleeping with him. Like, okay, like, for example, older son, his father. I have a friend
Hold on, Red. 3054, you're on the air with the menu.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you. Yo,
what's
I don't
up,
with him.
What?
Hey, brother.
Nothing much, guys. How you guys doing tonight?
How you doing?
All right, so how are you?
I have to go outside and go get milk for the baby again, so this is like my 3 minutes of free time.
You're the good daddy. You're the good daddy.
Thank you.
Well, I tell people, don't call me Mr. Mom, because I'm doing all the mom stuff, but that's another topic for another night. Well, two things I'd like to bring up before I go. Brother B, you're right about people. You know, when they see the new person in their life, like, what is that? The jealousy. I date many people, of course. Well, I tell baby mama drama, listen, I did this. I'll tell them the history. But I believe that person should not know about the history. you're going to know who that person is. I have no problem with that. But I still communicate with most of my ex. Was unlike some people, like you say, Big West, I'm mature and I move on. I think that people who break up with so-and-so and don't move on 5, 10, 20 years later, like, they still hold that grudge, like, really? And I'm still friends with them, but I still keep my distance. Especially the one that broke my heart, or the, like, the bad relationship one. I mean, we're still friends, but like, I'm not gonna say I'm going out with this boy, have a couple of drinks, and then we get loose, and God knows what could happen after that. You know?
Right.
So I believe you still could be friends, but for some people, if you know that person, keep your distance. Like, hi, how you doing?
But that's the point.
Exactly.
Yeah. But see, that's the sad part about it. Some people don't do. They go into that danger zone.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing. They go right into that danger zone.
It's only danger when someone gets it misconstrued. That's
true.
What
like you say earlier, you go back to that one night stand, it's like you bring all the good memories back, but at the same time, you bring all the bad memories back. The reason why you broke up in the first place, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, true.
Like they say, your ex is your ex for a reason. How about that?
You know.
I mean, listen. Go ahead.
No, it's true, but a little personal story about me. My girlfriend now, she used to be my ex. We was going on and off. And you know what? We know each other for 20 years now from college.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we want a rare practice that does work out in the end. Sometimes we have to be away to know what we, you know, you don't know what it's got till it's gone, that type of nonsense thing.
Yeah.
So it does work out to a certain degree. I have to admit to that.
Okay.
But, you know, I can't talk too much about Baby Mama drama because she might kill me, but still.
Well, you know what? It's once again, it's a relationship. Like, relationships, like, building these bonds and stuff like that, it's a process. You may not get it right the first time. You may not get it right the second time. Who knows? Third time may be a charm. See, sometimes we get so busy, we get angry at each other, and then we talk to somebody, and then they convince us to, like, split. Or, I'm not going to go back to this. I'm not going to go.
I don't really know
what you're missing. And you know what's funny?
Most females like, does that. I'm sorry, Big Red. Most females do that a lot.
Because some of them be hating. Some of them be hating, but do
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You right. They do it. I ain't going to write. They do.
I saw something on Facebook this week, and I found it very interesting. But it's real big. I mean, when you're bonded to someone, like no matter who else comes along or whatever, like that bond, when your soul is attached to someone. I mean, it's going to be what it is, whether other people think it's right or other people think it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's some things, it's some connections that just cannot be broken. And I'm a firm believer in that. I've always been a believer in that. Like, once you and a person are connected in a certain way, there's some connections that do get lost, but there's some connections that are just meant to be. The whole thing is, it's like, how do you handle it? If things happen to go sideways, like, what do you
south.
Do? Because, like I said, we're so busy taking advice from this person and that person to dictate our situation when we're not even using our gray matter or our own instincts to fly our own ship. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well,
part of it
is always communication with one another. Like, I will bitch to you, Brother B, before I bitch to Big Red, and that's my girlfriend, you know? We argue about it, but I bitch to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me explaining the problem to Big Red, you know, because me and Big Red, if we do talk about it, it goes into another argument. So you run to the next person and bitch to that person.
Right.
True. Call
communication
has
always been a major problem.
Caller 6947, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to call in and weigh in on the topic.
Okay.
No.
Hello. Hi.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Speak. Oh, okay.
Speak.
All
woman.
Right. So.
Speak, woman. Speak.
Yeah.
Speak with
a young
name.
Voice.
Came on day. She
has
a
beautiful
name.
Voice too. Ooh.
See how you coming
yeah,
at me, B? All right.
Look,
so,
unfortunately, I know who she is. But tell your name. Tell everybody your name. Then. Tell everybody your name. Stop being stingy.
Stop being stingy.
Yeah.
You can call me JoJo. How's that?
Okay. We'll call you JoJo.
Hello,
JoJo. This is JoJo, everybody.
Hi, JoJo.
Big grandbrother Pete and Hot, the infamous Hot Rod on the air.
All right. All right. So I'm going to weigh in on this. I do think you can be friends. It depends on maturity, and it also depends on if you don't have any ulterior motives. I'm good friends with a lot of my exes, and I just kind of feel like we were friends before we started dating, so we should be able to go back to that point. Of course, if you haven't let go and you haven't moved on, you're still stuck. So somebody's still kind of wishing and holding on. And I completely understand what you're saying as far as the guys, because I think it's harder for them to stay in a relationship without wanting something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Before Hot Rod came on, I was saying that my older son's father, not to cut anybody off, but I'm saying that's how he is. It's like my son is 22 years of age, and it's just like, if my son tells him something about maybe a male friend that's just exactly who he is, a male friend, the father thought, oh, is she talking to him? Is that her man now? Why are you worried about that? Why are you worried about that?
The thing is, he may not want you, but it's his ego that's hurt that you were able to move on.
Right, absolutely.
You know?
Oh, wow.
He may not want to be with you, but he doesn't want to see
Uh-oh.
You with anybody else.
Here we go.
I was just giving that as an example
right.
of what we were talking about a few minutes ago. It's just like, you need to move on. You have to learn to move on. Whether you want me or not, it's not, just like you say, it doesn't matter. You need to stop worrying about what I'm doing. But we don't have any small children. This boy is 22 years old. Why are you so worried about who I'm dating?
Yeah.
Or who I'm dealing
with?
Like,
I'm sorry.
Rabble Rabble is the Hamburglar. Rabble Rabble.
Hamburglar
Rabble Rabble.
Oh, black.
I figured I would try and give a call. It's actually a pretty good topic. So how are you guys doing?
Good.
All right.
Hi, sir.
Everyone, this is Sean Black. We got two people from The Absolute Truth.
A very great
show on Blog Talk Radio, I might add, Monday night, 10:30 p.m.
Thank you.
And yes, Sean Black and I have been dating for like 20 years now, and we're still friends. So.
Dear Lord.
Well, I think the third party needs to be kind of jealous.
And of course, he's the one that's always drinking. Go figure.
Well, there's no abuse.
Y'all hilarious.
No abuse in the relationship. So what's up? What's on your mind?
First of all, as far as to answer the topic of can an ex be actually a friend after a relationship, I think it depends on the temperament of both people and the dynamic of the relationship. I think depending on how much history you have between the two of you, whether you were really good friends beforehand, and then you get into a relationship and then you break it off for whatever reason, you can still be good friends. I've seen a lot of people that have been married or were in relationships for like 15, 20 years, and then they have a bad breakup, and they're still good friends. They just couldn't stand each other while they were together. I think it's easier for a female to be able to befriend an ex because I think that emotionally, they're much further along to be able to take away a lot of the garbage that might have been in the relationship. And if there was a core friendship between the two prior, then she will probably be much more apt to try and remember perhaps the reason why you were friends in the first place before you guys got into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of guys on that end, I think from their point of view, a lot of men look at the situation, if they've broken up, it's like, oh, well, you know, this was, they can kind of remove the emotion out of it and just say, well, I'm moving on. She did such and such to me. I can't talk to her. And I think in the eyes of a lot of people, they would rather, in their mind, especially men, because I've actually seen this with a lot of other friends, where they'll break up, not hear from the ex for a long time, and hope in their mind that they're going through all kinds of hell, because it makes them feel better that the relationship is off, and they're going, oh, she can't live without me, and she can't stay in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You remember we saw Rihanna tweet something like a couple weeks ago about, well, all of my exes, they're not married or in happy relationships, so it doesn't show, it shows that it's not me, and you know, I'm the constant, and I'm happy, and they aren't. So mm-hmm. I think it depends on the dynamic, who's who, at what part emotionally you're invested in that relationship, and really how close you were, because some people get in relationships and it was all about sex. So once it breaks off, they have nothing to talk about.
Uh-huh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No comment.
Yeah, that's true.
I have no problem with that. I love
you.
Will you oh, I don't have no problem with that.
That's the best type
of
communication.
But he's
just
right,
sex.
Though. That's mm-hmm. what it's that. Yeah, exactly. And that's my whole point of what I was saying earlier about how some men, when it comes to the women, if they had a if it was a relationship like that, and then they break it off, and then she'd be like, oh, can you come over and do this for me and do that for me? And then he's expecting something, and she's not trying to give him that. Then the first thing he's going to do, she's going to be all kinds of every name except for the son of God and everything else, you know?
But what about women that do that? What about the women that, you know, are looking for the itch to be scratched when it's supposed to be over?
I think there are guys that when they get into a relationship and they know it's done with, I think they almost have a mental Rolodex of the people that they've been with, and it's like, you know, we're cool, we'll hang out, we'll have a drink, or, you know, we'll chill or whatever. And that person will go over to their house kind of knowing that there may be a booty call on the side, or they just may hang out and do things or talk about the past. I don't know if it's expected, but I think that both males and females have a different ideal as to what they're expecting from the friendship of an ex if they decide to keep the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But Sean, right. not everybody has that side of you. Most people, if I'm coming over to a girl's house, 95%, I'm expecting a booty call, okay? I give you some Grey Goose, you get loose, let's get this thing on, okay?
Now, mind you, this is coming from somebody that has two children.
Uh-oh.
Yo, he's so stupid. He get on my nerves.
But
he's like, you know
okay,
what?
When
but,
I come over. No, but okay.
So,
you know what happened?
So, JoJo.
I had,
I got to ask JoJo. So, have you. All right, so what is your take on the. We may be split, but could I come see you sometime? Like, you know, what's your take on that?
I would look at it just like a regular adult relationship. If whether you were exes or datings or friends or whatever, if that's something that you both want, that's an adult decision. But you both have to be on the same page. So if
right.
I was still, say I'm not with my ex anymore and we just decide we want to be friends and meet up, and we both understand what it's about, it's okay. But if one of you feels some other sort of way and it's not clear, it's almost like you're leading them on. And I think you can tell when you're leading somebody on, when they're emotionally
mm-hmm.
not, they're still attached. You know, they're doing things for you that you know their heart is in it, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're an adult and you decide that's what you want, that's what you want.
And I think
right.
that goes in part with, if anybody's heard me talk about any people in relationships, the communication has to be there.
Yes.
And if there's an issue after you've broken up with communication, that was probably the number one reason why you're separated. So if there was no communication in the relationship, I'm pretty sure there isn't going to be much communication for the booty call, unless that's all you had between the two of you.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. That's right.
Well,
right.
What happens? You know what I find interesting? After the breakup and you guys are friends and stuff like that, sometimes certain things come out. And I find that interesting, like when they want to bring up, well, if you would have did this, or I was expecting this, or I was looking for that. And it's like, well, wow, I didn't know that. Like, why didn't you say that then instead of saying that now? That's the tightrope part of the friendship after the relationship part, is when certain things start to surface that weren't said before, and now it's being said now. So then you kind of think back like, damn, but would we have still been together, or would things have been different?
And it seems to only happen... That seems to only happen if there was a real good core relationship between the two of you beforehand.
Yeah.
Usually if there was a bad breakup and you got, your breath stink, you leave your underwear everywhere, I don't want to hear from you. And if that's the one thing that you...
Whoa.
Your feet stink?
Whoa. Really? That's the best you come up with? Really?
No, there are people that have been in relationships that will break up over the most menial, mundane things. The smallest little minor thing turns into the problem, as opposed to finding out that that's just a symptom and not the actual problem.
Because
they'd rather do it like that. Mm-hmm.
Because people don't have patience. We say this all the time. In relationships today, people do not have patience.
I think
the only reason why people break up is because of the way the other person makes you feel. If they make you feel good, regardless of what that takes, you tend to hang in there. So at a certain point, if you're unhappy, it could be, you said the underwear is on the floor. That's an excuse. They're leaving you because you're not making them happy, and they don't know how to come out and communicate that to you.
So they'd rather make an excuse. Oh, you're behind stink, or you ain't washing under your arms today, or something like that.
I hate the way you chew. Oh, I hate the way you snore when you sleep.
Those things really
nag you. And if you don't have that temperament where it's like, you know, I'll just take this for what it is based on everybody has their little foibles, their little quirks.
Huh? Yeah.
If you allow that to drive you crazy over 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, boy.
Jeez, go in your front door, you know.
Yeah. I'm telling you. But that's how it goes.
I mean, like I said, I in the grand scheme of things, everybody, both parties have to be adults. But once again, whatever happens, whatever incident, you have to take accountability for it. You can't sit there and point the fingers, well, you told me this, or you made me feel this way or that way. Like, listen, anybody, I have a real issue with that whole term, like leading someone on. Like, you can't, sometimes some people will make that attempt to do that to someone, but at the same time, the person that's supposed to be getting led on, like, real talk, you can't sit there and not know what's going on. You can't be blind to it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
once again,
it's about being
blind. Oh, yes, people can.
Promises, how many people had their parents promise them something and something ain't happened, something ain't go right? You can't go into, once again, there's certain expectations in friendships, in relationships that are not in friendships.
Right, but if you have a person.
That's one of the issues with being in a relationship. There's always expectations. Instead of people trying to figure it out and roll with the rush, there's always the I expect you to do this because you're my, you should be doing this because you're my.
And you also have to realize that people, that's also like rejection. Like, they feel it's a rejection part of it. That's how they feel also, like, they don't do this to me. They feel, they feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like kind of like a rejection thing with them also.
But what that got to do
with
you?
It's easy. You're right. It's what it got to do with you.
You feel rejected. If you feel rejected, that's on you. But don't put that on me.
Right, you're right. You're right, but then that's how you get the stalkers then. Then that's when the stalking come in.
Stalking? Jeez.
That's when you get the stalking.
Worth stalking, okay? Unless you're rich, no person is worth stalking at all. I don't care.
Well, you're right about that, but, listen. people don't, they don't see it that way. They don't see it in that, you know, they don't see it like that.
But the vagina that's must awesome. Be that good for me.
Well, like I said, I mean, listen, I've been, I mean, like I said, I have to be honest. I can be honest. Listen, me and my kid's mother, we weren't friends. We were not friends. She was the only person I ever had, like, was in, like, I guess a relationship, whatever you want to call it. I mean, the greatest thing that came out of it was my daughter, of course, but we were not friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it didn't last.
Yeah.
It didn't last.
And it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad when you realize that when you deconstruct the entire relationship that you're in, and you realize that at one point you may have had a couple of laughs between the two of you, or, you know, you had some fun times, but in the long run, with the whole time of the relationship, you weren't really friends. That's got to be depressing. And it's like, did we have other than we had a child together or children?
Right.
We had we bought a house together and had this and this. Other than that, there was no core friendship in that relationship. And then when you start to sit down and think about it, it can be really, really off-putting, because then you start wondering, what is it about me that the relationship didn't work from my end or the other person's end? And if it becomes a pattern and you're realizing, you know, I've never really been a friend to anybody that I've been with. All we've done is this.
But you know what? Nah, let me tell you something. I tell everybody, my son's father is the only dude that I really had that issue with. Like anybody else, I think it was he was the only one that I really had that way I can't be friends with. I have two dudes that I am friends with that, you know, we have, you know, we're not together and we are friends. Everybody else I knew was a booty call, so I wasn't worried about that. But that dude there, nah. And I tried it. I tried to be friends with him, but I couldn't do it. It just wasn't going to work out. I tried. Like, for the sake of my son, I tried. As the Lord knows, I tried.
You and him, y'all work it out. You work with your son, and just he'll translate it to the
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, he is the only dude that I had those the crazy issues with. It's like he's the. I'm like, yo. So I knew it wasn't me.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I knew it wasn't me. Because he was the only one I had that issue with.
I hate to interrupt, but of course the night where I just decided to go for an hour, we just. Good conversation, but we got
the whole chat.
Gotta
wrap it up.
I know. So, JoJo, Sean Black, Hot Rod, Big Red, thank you. This has been very enlightening. And, you know.
Yes, it has.
I look forward to doing this again. Hot Rod, Monday. I'm back to work at nights, man, so I missed out last night.
I understand.
My apologies, but
trust me, it was a great show this past Monday night. Something about Donald Trump, get everybody fired up, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I have to say, over a year and a half we've done the show, that has probably been one of the more enlightening shows that we've done.
Wow. All
right, I got to get it on the playback. So everybody have a good night. Another one in the can.
You too. Thank you,
everybody.
All right,
thank you.
And, you know, once again, everybody perspective. You know, we can be friends. We can be cordial.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I can hear the lawyers with the copyright infringement calling up right about now.
Y'all have a good night.
Okay, have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Take care.
Right. Later.
Good night.